Hello. Yeah, of course it's you. What have you been doing? Yeah, I'm aware. I'm at work. And I thought you were at work too. Oh, day off. You do need to tell me when you're having a day off. It's kind of just what you do now as a boyfriend. So, have you been doing literally anything else but playing with yourself? Taking pictures? Sending them to your girlfriend who's in the middle of meetings? Right. Okay. I'll believe you when I get home. The place better be spotless. You really don't know what you did with that photo, by the way. Well, put it this way, it's meant to be my lunch hour, and instead of going out, I've had to find a room in this building, far away from everyone else, with a lock on the door. Put the blinds down so nobody outside can see, even though I can hear the world outside. It's just me and you. That's it. No one else in this room. Well, what do you think I'm gonna be doing in here? I'm not going to be able to wait until 5 o'clock when I get off here and I have to go home and sit on that train for God knows how long. My patience doesn't last that long, babe. It really doesn't last that long. So, I thought maybe if you had a break from work, though. Now, clearly, you have all the time in the world. You could maybe help me. Just a Just a little bit. Well, what I'd really like to do is to hear you get off. Well, you've certainly been standing to attention. At least according to your photos. Why don't you just do something about it? Oh, I bet you have. I totally bet you have. But what I'd rather you did was you did it while I'm listening. Knowing that just behind those blinds is the entire world of people behind these doors. Could be anyone walking down these corridors. And yet, I'll be here listening to you and thinking of all the things we could be doing while I get some release. So I can go back to work and know that I can get home to you the second my workday finishes. How does that sound? Oh, so that sounds more like a plan. Okay then. Well, what I want to do, if you're up for as if I just reach my hand down, just graze over my panties like this. I'm already soaked just by the sight of that photo. You have such an effect on me. It's insane. What I could do exactly around is tell you I've been thinking. What do you mean? What have I been thinking? You know exactly what I've been thinking. You know me too well. I've been fantasizing all morning since that photo. But it's not when we get home, it's something else. I'm happy to share if you're happy to play along. Yeah. Good boy. Yes, I am your very good girl. What I've been thinking is that you would come into the office. You're just a visitor. But I'd sign off and say that you're here for something important. We'd make something up. Anyone could get in as long as I could vouch for them. Pretend that you're someone official. You wouldn't look out of place. And I'd love it because all these girls in the office would just look round at you and just think, I want a minute of his time. And I would just smile, knowing that none of them, not a single one of them, would get a second look from you. None of them are your type. None of them could give you what you want. And yet, here I am, walking beside you, knowing that maybe, just maybe, I can give you everything that you want. And we'd walk through and you still look all official, so nobody would question you twice walking down the corridors. And we'd find this room. It doesn't look special. Doesn't really have much in it. There's a desk, a few chairs. It gets used for the occasional storage, but it's a spare room down in one of the floors that nobody ever really uses. And it's perfect because nobody walks down here. Nobody walks around here because the lights are rarely on and gives a little spooky atmosphere sometimes for those that are faint of heart, but it's perfect for us, perfect for whatever we want to do. The problem is the room is not soundproofed, so if any poor soul were to walk past, who knows what they'd hear. There's a few windows as well, looking out onto the road below. But it doesn't take much. The blinds go down and nobody questions. Nobody exactly looks up. And if they did, they wouldn't see anything. Unless, of course, you were very, very much in the mood to give them a show. That'll be for another day, maybe. But instead, we can go in here, and eventually, everything takes over. But first, turn the lock in the door. The last thing we want is anyone walking in on us. It doesn't matter how eager you are for an audience. I want you to myself, all to myself. And the suit jacket goes off, and it really takes all the patience in the world not to just rip the shirt from your chest. But I know you have to walk out here, and you would probably turn even more heads if you weren't wearing a shirt. So instead, I carefully take off your tie and unbutton that shirt. But the tension builds, and you can see it in my eyes. You can see that all I want is you, just you. And given any other place, given if we were at home, that shirt would be off. And we'd think about the buttons later. But we set your clothes on the desk, ready to dress you up when we're done. Make you all official again. Let you walk out of here with no one guessing who the hell you are or what you've done. Or is it who you've done? And then comes the point where everything on the top half is off. So what do we do about the bottom? You've been bulging for the past minute. Even when we were in the lift, I could notice that your hands were not exactly in the most natural of poses, trying to cover what your trousers could not. I was so tempted just to whisper, "Naughty boy," but I knew for a fact that would set you off, and there would be no way we'd even reach this room. So we would slowly make our way towards the room, and I could have guessed from the walk that's why I was so eager. And I can hear you now. You like that thought, don't you? Oh, believe me, I've been fantasizing this whole thing all morning. Thinking every detail, every thought, every feeling, every sensation. Desperate to get into this room to hear you. Yes, I'm playing with myself, and I'm so fucking wet at the thought. Yeah, where was I? So this is where I would lean down and I would undo your belt very slowly. Carefully teasing you, looking up with hungry, hungry eyes, but not yet going anywhere near where you want my hands, my tongue, or even my eyes to go to. Just because you've come to the office to see me, it doesn't mean that you get everything you want straight away. But eventually lust just takes over. I drop to my knees and I unzip, and there it is. Mine. My boyfriend's cock. the one that those girls would give anything to be near, and yet it's all mine, and I can't help it. I lick and suck so eagerly, I have to stop myself, compose myself, and remember where the hell I am. But before I do, your hands are in my hair, and I'm pushed back down on you. You want this so fucking badly that you're ready to fuck my face, to push down, so eager. And I know that I'm soaked already, and I just need you. I need you inside me more than anything else. But first you want your cock down my throat, and I will do anything for you. But soon I look up at you, and you know that look. And so you tell me to get up. And you kiss me and turn me around. I haven't even undressed, but you don't feel you need to. You don't need to undress me. You can already get to what you need. You wrestle up my skirt so it's sitting around my waist, and you pull down my panties to expose what's yours. All yours. And it doesn't take much, because I've been so eager for you. And it doesn't take much for you to claim me. Hard and fast. I can barely contain myself, but I have to hold a hand over my mouth to stop the moans from getting out to the corridor, to stop any poor soul happening to walk in this quiet part of the office from hearing what you've been doing to me. But yet you, all the way in, faster and faster, and by telling me I'm such a good girl, it sets me over the edge, and I know this isn't lasting long. We've been waiting for this, we've been planning this, knowing that any moment we'd be caught, I could get in so much trouble, and yet you don't care, because in the end you get me, and I get you, and that's the main thing, right? Can you imagine it? Bent over the desk, me, exposed to you, ready to be hard. Do you know how many times I've sat in this office bored and thought of this? Thought of what you could do behind those closed doors, nobody else knowing what's going on, knowing what all of these girls would do just to have you fuck them like you are fucking me. I can hear you, baby. Stroke harder. Yeah, I know. I know you're close. I know you're so close. Just a thought that even with the blinds pulled up, someone could see this. Someone could see you fucking your girl. Fucking her hard over the desk in our own office. Thinking that anyone could look. And what would they think? We know we don't have much time. People start talking when you disappear. They may assume that we're having a meeting, but we need time to clear up, to look presentable, to avoid the fact that we just fucked. We'll probably still look so fucking content. But we need time. And you know it. So you go faster. Knowing that that's all it's gonna take. It's all it's gonna take to make me come. And you're already. You're ready to go. Just the thought of being here. Possibly getting caught. You were ready to come the second you arrived in the office. My naughty, naughty boy. So eager for this plan. And you know I would happily go through with it with you. Name the day and we'll give it a go. You go faster and faster. And you're ready to just let me go once you come, knowing it's gonna have to drip down my legs. I'm gonna have to walk out there, still looking professional, knowing that I'm filled. The things you do to me, the things you do. Yeah, I'm so close. I'm so close. And I don't feel well. But in this room right now, I'm gonna have to try and be quiet, but I don't think I can. I'm sitting on one of the chairs. My hands down my panties. My fingers inside me, imagining that they're you. But they're not. They're nowhere close. They're nowhere close to how it would feel with you inside me over this desk. And I would feel your hips bucking, and I'd know that you're ready. And I'd be so close to my hands still over my mouth to try and gag me as best as I can. But it's no use. It'll never be any use. And then I feel you. And then you're coming. And that sets me off. And I. I've tried to be so quiet. can hear. I can hear you. Can hear you on the other side, babe. I've been so loud there, but I couldn't give this away. You enjoy that, baby? Yeah, I could just slump back in this seat. Take a few minutes to just relax. And what would we do next? Oh. Well, we'd get up. And I just hold you in my arms. Thank you so much for doing this for me. Let me just take a moment just to figure out what the hell we just did and the fact that we managed to do it. And then we turn to the pile of your clothes that are sitting on the desk. And slowly, one by one, I dress you back up. Taking a break occasionally to kiss you. Maybe on the chest, maybe on the neck, maybe your lips, your jaw, your earlobe, wherever I fancy, whenever I take that break. Slowly button up your shirt. Do up your tie again. Brush the dust off your suit jacket. And look at you. And think, fucking hell. How the hell did I get you? How the hell did I bag myself a man who looks so fucking handsome in a suit and is willing to indulge in these weird fantasies that we both come up with? I mean, for now it's just phone sex in her spare room in my office. This could be more if you want it. Yeah, I would dress you up. And we walk back out. But not before you look at me. You fix my hair. You straighten my skirt. My shirt. My suit jacket. And you'd smile with that gorgeous smile of yours. And you'd say, "I love you." And I'd say it back, "I love you." And we'd walk back out. Unlocking the door, shutting it behind us, walking back along the corridor. As I briefed you, we'd mutter something about targets while we're walking past the girls, while they stare again. And I know full well that they're staring. They're not good at hiding it. We'd get to the front door. I'd thank you again. And while shaking your hand in the most professional of ways, I'd whisper, "See you at five." Smile and watch you walk away. Could all be done if you wanted. For now, I'm gonna have to get up out of this seat, straighten myself up, and go back to boring work. You have a flat to clean, as you promised. Yeah, you promised it. You certainly were agreeable before this. And I mean, think of the rewards you'd get. So much for that lunch hour. I will have to go and get food, but better not make this a habit. I will leave you to your day, baby. Enjoy your day off. No, you will have to warn me whenever you're doing that again. And I will see you at five when I finish. And we can carry on from where we were last. Maybe we'll just reenact that fantasy at home. Sounds good to me. Goodbye, baby.